All the former students have gathered in the school auditorium. Only the respective school alumni and staff who were part of the curriculum since 2004 are allowed on the school premises. As the fellow students assemble, the event is set to begin, and the principal of the school requests the alumni deliver the welcome speech to the students. A person in a black coat enters the stage and stands near the podium. He asks the projector to turn on, and he plays video from his mobile phone. The entire crowd eagerly watches the video, which shows six students in a kneeling position in front of the entire school, their eyes filled with sorrow and guilt. Then, he displays pictures of six transfer certificate, TC, that were given to the students, marked as unsafe and unstable. He attempts to play CCTV footage, but the chairperson and staff rush to the podium to stop it. Unfortunately, external forces take control of the entire auditorium, forcing everyone to sit and watch the video. In the CCTV footage, six boys are seen standing in corner room, and one girl child is standing at the opposite corner. Out of the six boys, one is watching a girl in the next room. Tense, he instructs everyone to leave the classroom. Later, all students are called to the auditorium, questioned, and given a harassment verdict. They are asked to kneel in front of the entire school, and the chairperson signs their TC with harsh wording accusing them of harassment to a minor child. The TCs are thrown at their faces, and they are never given an opportunity to confess or explain their actions. Instead, their parents are called, and all of them are expelled from the school premises. The person in the black coat displays a newspaper cut, mentioning that six members of Mathry School, who were earlier sentenced with an indecent approach at school, were found hanging, and all the students were no more. Now, the narrator explains the backstory of what exactly happened on that day. He shows the CCTV footage again, revealing that it was the principal who brought the small child to the fourth floor, clearly caught in the footage. He also displays a series of footage where the principal has a habit of bringing small kids to the fourth floor. To safeguard himself, the principal had decided to frame the boys with false accusations. Questions arise. Why does the principal bring the kid to the fourth floor? Who was in the boys' next room during the incident? The newspaper mentioned that all six boys were dead, so who is now telling the story? As the shocking revelations unfolded in the school auditorium, the room was filled with a mix of disbelief, anger, and sorrow. The crowd, once gathered for a joyous alumni meet, now found themselves immersed in a sinister plot, orchestrated by the very person meant to be their guiding force, the principal. The person in the black coat, who had taken control of the auditorium, continued to narrate the harrowing events that led to the demise of the six innocent students. The chilling truth behind the CCTV footage sent shivers through the room. The principal, it turned out, had a dark secret. The small child he was seen bringing to the fourth floor was not an isolated incident. Through a series of clandestine recordings, it was revealed that the principal had a disturbing habit of exploiting vulnerable children in the confines of the school's fourth floor. The motive behind framing the six boys became clearer as the narrator disclosed further evidence. The principal, fearing exposure and the consequences of his heinous acts, had decided to deflect attention onto the unsuspecting students. He manipulated the situation, orchestrating a false accusation of harassment against them to protect his own reputation. As the tension in the auditorium escalated, questions arose about the identity of the narrator and how they came into possession of this damning evidence. The crowd was on the edge of their seats, demanding justice for the falsely accused students and retribution for the principal's despicable actions. The video feed abruptly cut, plunging the auditorium into darkness. Whispers of confusion and fear spread through the room. Suddenly, the spotlight shifted to the where a figure cloaked in darkness emerged. The shadowy figure stepped forward, revealing the silhouette of a person wearing the same black coat. The auditorium fell silent, and the mysterious narrator stepped into the light. It was revealed to be an investigative journalist who had been digging into the unsettling practices within the school. Determined to expose the truth, the journalist had risked everything to bring the hidden horrors to light. The journalist urged the alumni to unite and seek justice for their fallen comrades. Together, they vowed to unveil the principal's crimes, clear the names of the wrong students, and ensure that the corrupt principal faced the consequences of his actions. The story took an unexpected turn as the alumni, fueled by a collective sense of outrage and a quest for justice, embarked on a journey to expose the truth. The thrilling pursuit of justice unfolded against a backdrop of dark secrets, corruption, and a community's determination to right the wrongs within their alma mater. The fate of the principal and the legacy of the six students became intertwined in a gripping tale of suspense and retribution. During the shocking revelations, a hushed murmur filled the auditorium as a group of extraterrestrial beings, disguised in humanoid form, observed the unfolding events from the shadows. These otherworldly entities, having intercepted distress signals from the Earth, had arrived discreetly to investigate the anomalies within the human institution. As the investigative journalist continued to expose the principal's malevolent actions, the alien observers exchanged telepathic signals, expressing a mix of fascination and horror at the darkness within human society. Their advanced technology allowed them to comprehend the intricate details of the unfolding drama. The anonymous whistleblower, who had courageously brought the truth to light, was, unbeknownst to the humans, an empathetic extraterrestrial planted within the school to monitor Earth's social structures. This alien being had witnessed the principal's actions through its unique sensory perceptions, prompting it to intervene and disclose the truth to the alumni. The auditorium's darkened atmosphere heightened tension, and the aliens observed with keen interest as the investigative journalist revealed the identity of the corrupt principal. The alien perspective brought a sense of detachment and objectivity as these beings sought to understand the complex dynamics of human morality and justice. As the spotlight shifted to the determined alumni, the aliens detected a unique energy resonating from the crowd. The collective determination to seek justice resonated with the extraterrestrial visitors, who, despite their advanced intellect, found the intricacies of human emotions perplexing. The alien observers silently vowed to support the human pursuit of justice, their advanced technology providing discreet assistance in unraveling the principal's misdeeds. The aliens, understanding the importance of justice and truth in human society, decided to contribute to the cause while maintaining their hidden presence. In the following days, the alumni and their extraterrestrial allies worked in tandem to expose the principal's crimes to the world. The alien perspective added a layer of complexity to the unfolding story, blending the pursuit of justice with the intrigue of intergalactic involvement. The collaborative effort between humans and aliens to bring the corrupt principal to justice became a tale of cosmic proportions, transcending the boundaries of earthly conflicts. The story continued to evolve, weaving together the threads of justice, morality, and the interstellar curiosity of beings from beyond the stars.